From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has accused Syria of carrying out mass killings of prisoners and burning their bodies in a large crematorium. Acting Assistant Secretary of State Stuart Jones said Monday dozens are being hanged at the Saidnaya prison every day.
The regime holds as many as 70 prisoners in Saidnaya in cells that have a five-person capacity. And according to multiple sources, the regime is responsible for killing as many as 50 detainees per day at Saidnaya.
Jones said the regime of Bashar al-Assad has sunk to a new level of depravity with the continuing military assistance of Russia and Iran.
The United States is on record and has stated many times that we are appalled by the atrocities that have been carried out by the Syrian regime. And these atrocities have been carried out seemingly with the unconditional support from Russia and Iran.
The rights group Amnesty International reported similar allegations back in February. The U.S. report came a day before resumption of the latest Geneva peace talks in Syria. Previous rounds produced little or no progress. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Monday that airstrikes possibly carried out by U.S.-led coalition aircraft struck an Islamic State-controlled town in Deir al-Zor, killing and wounding dozens. In Ivory Coast, mutinous soldiers Monday rejected a proposed deal to end their uprising over unpaid bonuses. The soldiers said, "This is not a coup d'etat. We're only demanding what's rightfully owed us." Thousands of soldiers have taken to the West African country's second-largest city, Bouake. The revolt has spread. Heavy gunfire was heard Monday in the commercial capital, Abidjan, as well as the western port city of San Pedro. This is VOA News.